Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Many prophecy teachers are saying that the rapture of the church will take place on the Jewish feast day of trumpets, which is entirely not biblical. That's the headline. In one moment, Steve Herzig of Friends of Israel will join me to explain this statement biblically.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You know, they're saying that with the alignment of the stars and the planets in the heavens on the 23rd of September, it may well mean it's the rapture. Well, I don't know about that, but 2 days earlier, it is the beginning of the fall Jewish feast. Now, we're talking about these feasts and the fall feast. We're going to have you back for the other feast, Yom Kippur and the Feast of Tabernacles, the other two fall feasts. They're coming up a week or so away. But the trumpet feast is actually for the Jewish people, Leviticus 23. It's not for the Christians. So when you're looking and thinking about a trumpet being blown at the rapture of the church, we're not talking about the rapture here. These feasts are for the Jewish people, and in particular, the Feast of Trumpets, correct?
You know, Jimmy, what you just said, I wish I could use it as a banner and plaster it around churches and even amongst Jewish people. These feasts were given to Israel. And in the context, it's very clear it's Israel because it's in the Torah. There aren't any Christians at the time that this is given. And these feasts are unique to Israel. And so the blowing of the trumpet, which is certainly something that denotes gathering, in context, has always been the regathering of Israel. And still to this day, Jewish people are scattered. There are many who have come back to the land, but by no means have all of them come back to the land. And so this feast is a call back to the land where ultimately the other two feasts will play a major role, and they all have to do with Israel. It doesn't mean that I don't believe the rapture is going to take place. I do. The church is a distinct group from Israel, and God is going to call his church to be with himself before the 70 week of Daniel, and that's a whole other series that I know you've covered many times. But Jimmy, I can't emphasize what you just said enough, and that is, this is unique to Israel. All these seven feasts are unique to Israel.
Steve Herzig, the National Director of Friends of Israel, with that biblical teaching on the Feast of Trumpets. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. As Steve told us, the seven Jewish feast days given by God to the Jewish people are recorded in Leviticus chapter 23 and defines the Jewish feast days, all seven of them, for the Jewish people. For a prophecy teacher to say that the rapture happens on the Feast of Trumpets shows his lack of knowledge on the Bible. The Bible teaches that the rapture can happen at any moment and does not have to wait until the Feast of Trumpets. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. In fact, the rapture could even happen today. So, my dear friend, keep looking up. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...